What's going on, everybody? This is Ice Nigma.
And this is T-Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
Peacemaker.
That's right, man.
He's no longer
the homie, our homelander. We off that, but it's all good. Now, what it do, my peoples? This is T-Nigma with Enigmas Unchained, and we are back again for the almighty Enigmas. And I am joined by my homie, two homies, actually. But first, have to give you the coolest of the cool, the chills of the chill, the one who cools everything that he touches, the ice. How you doing, brother?
Can't complain, man. We're right back like we left some.
God dang right. That's what I'm talking about. And then we got a special guest again. He ain't been on in about like a year because they running him ragged. he's in demand, people. He's in demand. Brian with Dan Saxon. How you doing, brother?
I'm great. Living the life.
That's right.
Bring me back.
Like I said, before anybody else knew it, this was our tribal chief, but I got free food about 3 years off this man. That's my tribal chief. Okay, just letting y'all know. Just show up. You're Brian's friend? Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, why don't you come with us too? I'm like, where we going? Are we going to this restaurant for what? Are we gonna feed you? Feed us? I'm like, CJ. like these folk gonna pay for our food. Show up, man. Hurry up. Yeah. But it's good to have you all, brother.
No complaints from me.
For real. I was like, we went mad. I was like, yo, Brian, when you gonna get those friends that pay for your food again? Let's figure them out. You know what I'm saying? Forget that. I need them friends right there. Let's get them friends back over here. He messed the whole deal up, got mad at one of them.
He got rid of them and got some more.
You know what I'm saying? He messed us up, man. We thought we had done lost the raw deal, and he came back with better ones. They out here trying to take us to Charlotte. I said, well, look at y'all. So I like y'all. This man, he don't lose the upgrades. You know, so hey, I'm just saying. It's good to have y'all. It's good to have y'all. So we're going to do... We're going to talk about the pay-per-views is coming up at the end of this week. We have, you know, WrestleMania definitely is coming now, night one, night two. You also have NXT Stand and Deliver on Friday. So this whole week is going to be jam-packed with a whole lot of wrestling stuff. So we just want to talk about our predictions first to see, like, who we think is going to win what. And I'll definitely, once we get done with WrestleMania on Sunday, when we do that next one, we'll be able to gauge and see how everybody did. But, so we're going to go to Stand and Deliver first. I'm going to pull this up real quick so you can see what I'm talking about. Share screen. And let me get a window going. I just need Stand and Deliver. All right. So, Stand and Deliver. As you see, you got the Bron Breakker there.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll talk about that one first. I know that's the main event, but the way they have it, it kind of got it from the most important to the least important. So we'll see who's the least important on this card to WWE. So,
yeah.
I know.
Okay, well, we're going to get there and we'll see. So it'll be funny when we get there. So right now we have Bron Breakker versus the man that does not miss, Carmelo Hayes. So, yeah. Who are you guys going for this match?
Oh, man. The man that don't miss. I thought that was Brian Ingram, but let's see.
In this particular instance that we're talking about, it's not him, okay? Once again, he's a prototype, and we're just trying to figure things out, okay? You know what I'm saying? They ain't figured it out yet. He was doing this for like past 15, 20 years. They just figuring it out. But for right now, the man that doesn't miss we're talking about is Carmelo Hayes. So Carmelo Hayes or Bron Breakker, who you think wins?
Oh, goodness. But yeah, I'm pulling for Melo on this one.
All right, so Melo won. All right.
I think Carmelo's going to win.
Okay.
I think he's going to win. Because the way Bron had the belt for so long and they're trying to do something else for him to, like, they might do a little, like, what is it called? An upgrade, like push him to the next, to main roster.
So you think he's going to main roster?
That's what I'm pretty sure he is. Do I think he deserves to go to main roster? Absolutely not.
Oh, God, no. There's no shade towards this man, but no, he ain't ready. He's not ready yet.
You'll never be ready.
We'll get it in a little bit. So I'm with you guys. I say Carmelo as well. It's like, once again, no shade towards Bron Breakker, but I think he kind of overstayed his welcome on his title joint. They really should have let him take the name Rick Steiner. That's me. Hopefully they just rethink that when they bring him to the main roster, because Bron Breakker is a trash name. I'm just saying, I hate that name. It's not, and he doesn't really have a character either. You know, can anybody tell me what his character is outside of just being a strong dude?
I thought he was the trademark of NXT 2.0. I mean, his clothes match the logo.
Well, that is a very good point. think about that. But yeah, you might be right. I mean, it just wasn't doing it for me. I'm okay.
Like, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, neither am I. I mean, it's like, that's not me saying that I don't think he might not be great. I think he might actually do great just with a different character. You know, he just doesn't have a character. Like, if he go to main roster, he's going to be somebody lackey.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, we don't need that. So the next match was at least for the order of importance. Oh, ladder match.
There's three matches I know about.
Yeah, so I forgot about this match, honestly. I mean, I remember they were doing the tournament and stuff like that, but I forgot that they were doing the whole thing right now. So, yeah, that's messed up. I only know two people's names on here.
I know three people on there. Oh, there he is.
Yep, got him back on. Good deal.
I know three people, three women, but only two of the three that I know I actually think are good wrestlers.
God dang. Let's see here.
Now, who am I rooting for?
Yeah, because I'm like, look, I need names real quick. Just give me a moment because I'm flat out don't know who this is. I'm like, all right, okay.
Well, so
I know
Barbie girl.
All right, so I know Zoe Stark. She knows here. Gigi and Tip. Yeah. This one right here, she got star written all over her.
That's right why I want to win.
Right there.
That's a fool, man.
Yeah, that's who I'm going. That's who I'm rooting for. Get a belt to this one right here. Tiffany Stratus, right? Stratton, right?
Stratton.
Yeah. So it's weird. I keep calling her Stratus.
Yeah.
And I think that's intentional on their side. They're trying to tell her something. Because this girl, first off, that moonsault is ignorant. Okay? Yeah. First off, that moonsault is great. Second off, she got presence. Right? Yeah. This is also, then she also is a actually talented wrestler. Yes. You know, so that's a plus in the same yard. You know what I'm saying? I guess they got I don't know who this is. Probably going to be Roxy on that jump back in. It'll be interesting. They just throw her back in the match. But, I think I'm going with, who is this?
What's the child name?
What's her name?
Lyra Valkyrie? Valkyria? Something like that.
Who is this girl? I mean, I feel like they knew that. Who? You know, like, who is this? I'm being serious, man. Who in the world is this?
I'm surprised they got her in this match anyway, because I think she might have started maybe a month or two ago.
See, that's probably why I don't know who she is. I'm like, I was confused. I was like, wait a minute.
She ain't been in there long.
Okay, all right. So now I don't feel as bad now, because I thought I was straight up tripping. I said, maybe I'm tripping. I don't know. I mean, this don't seem like a person that I've seen.
I think she's a NXT UK person.
Oh, that's why I ain't never seen. Right. Okay, gotcha. All right, yeah, the dead brand. Yeah,
If you decided you wanted to come to the States, then they picked you up, sent you on down there to Florida.
Gotcha.
Everybody else, I say either they doing their own thing or they getting ready. Like whenever they decided they gonna do NXT Europe, then I guess they waiting on that.
We'll see what they do with that though. But yeah, like now, first I like the fact they turned Zoe Stark a heel. Now, it didn't seem right that she smiled. I know that sounds real mean, but
I agree.
No.
Yeah, it just didn't seem. I was like, why you got this girl smiling? She looked like a goddamn gangster. She looked like Jazz reincarnated. What the world are y'all doing?
I agree.
Just keep it in the book. Gigi, you know, the whole heel turn flip. Now she's back to good. We'll see how that go. I don't know. I mean, it's like Toxic Attraction just didn't work without Mandy Rose. It's virtually impossible. It was all about her anyway. So,
you know that.
Yeah. So we're going with Tip.
Tiffany.
Ice. Oh. Who you going for, man?
I actually want to see Gigi win.
Traitor.
Wow.
All right, so we why I'm going to write up why. What's up with that?
Well, you know, well, I mean, granted, yeah, they already had the opportunity at the belt, but now she's doing it as an actual singles competitor. Uh-huh. Yeah, I get it. We, you know what I'm saying, like, pretty much feel like Tiffany can just go ahead and take the belt and just, like, go up from here. But I want to see. I'm just curious. I just want to see what they can do with Gigi now that toxic attraction is just.
I don't see her getting it this fast because she's the type. Once again, the we'll get to that in the next part when we talk about like the issues we see with the women's division. But you know, I don't think that she's ready. They will also get to that one a little bit too. I don't see it. So yes, all right. So two for Tip and one for Gigi. All right. So now we got the tag team championships. Fallon Henley and Kiana James versus Alba Fire and Isla Dunn, the witches, because that's what I call them. That's pretty much what they is. Who you think gonna win?
Who are they?
That's a very good question.
Oh, I missed it.
Who are you?
I mean, I said the same thing, bro. The only reason I know about Isla Dawn is because of I watched like a random match on flat, not even a sanctioned match, just a random match online. I was like, oh, okay, she seemed pretty interesting. You know, like, I said, she popped up at NXT, and I was like, oh.
Was that a suggestion match, or did you actually look at it? It was like a suggestion link.
No. It was. I'm gonna keep it at a buck with you, man. It was literally on Twitter. it's a link to something on Twitter. You know what was messed up though? What was real messed up though? Flat out, I said to myself, I said, likely when she comes to WWE, she's gonna be a witch, and they did not disappoint. I said, yep, there she go, red-headed girl, red-headed white girl, she a witch. For some reason, you know, she ain't a witch. She gotta be a man. One or two gotta happen. There's only two. Wait, what do you mean? Like, I'm talking about Becky Lynch. Talking about Becky Lynch, man. You know what I'm saying? Like the man, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. Ain't I right? I mean, I'm just saying. Just either that or she got to be the man. It's like you can't have two redheads in WWE. How dare you? Okay.
Well, I guess Alba Fire gonna be in NXT for a long time.
I mean, I guess she is, because I bet they ain't gonna have too many redheads on TV. They ain't gonna make that mistake again. You know what I'm saying? You remember at one point in time, Brian, every female in WWE was blonde. Remember that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All you saw was just blonde hair flying everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It was mad confusing. I'm like, who is who out here? I mean, it's like Kelly, Maurice. Who else was it? The girl that did the fake singing. What was her name?
Jillian.
Yeah, Jillian. You know what I'm saying? Like we had all these girls that had blonde hair. It was weird. It was like, okay, everybody out here got blonde hair. You know what I'm saying? And it was hard. It was hard figuring things out. You know, so yeah, but I'll go with Isla just because I done seen her. I want Kiana to win because she representing the black race. So yeah, she is black, by the way. That confused the mess out of me. But she most definitely is. So I'll say we comes in all shades.
How did you win the belt?
That won the belt, like what was it, like 2-3 months back? Yeah, I mean, it's been a while.
What was their last special?
About 2-3 months back. it's usually with like the Royal Rumble, you know, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series.
The last time I checked, they had the belt with that girl, like the Little Mermaid girl, whatever.
The Little Mermaid.
She looks like Holly Berry. Just the.
See, we gonna get to that later on because on the real, that's one of the issues that I got right now with women's wrestling situation. I'm just, I don't know. So I'm going with Alba and her teammate. You know what I'm saying? Because what's this girl name?
You say you got it from in the one that is she black? You just changed.
I don't know who I'm going for. Okay.
This match, honestly, is going to be up in the air.
All right, so I'm going to put Wash here. All right, so just Wash. We'll go to the next one because it doesn't really matter. So next. All right, well, this one is okay, but Wesley, all right to me. I like Wesley. So you got the 5-way for the North American title. You got Wesley, Dragunov, JD McCullough. McDonough, whatever the name is. And apparently, whoever this cat is, I don't know who he is. Who is that?
Dragon Lee?
That's Dragon Lee. Huh? There ain't no Dragon Lee. He don't dress like that.
Yeah, look, he in WWE now, so he gonna be dressing like
that. Man, that's trash, man. That's trash. He don't even look nothing like himself. Okay, all right, well, Dragon Lee and then the greatest wrestler to ever live. The greatest.
Right.
All right. Vacant. Right, Vacant is the greatest wrestler to ever live. I'm going. You know what? Fatal 5-way. I'm going for Vacant. All right. Vacant has held more titles than anybody in WWE history. I'm just being real. Vacant is the greatest champion to ever live. All right.
You already know.
So who y'all going with?
Vacant.
All right, we going Vacant too. All right. So how about you, Ice?
Oh goodness, that is hilarious. You know what?
Vacant got 3. Because
you know what I'm saying, Vacant got all that history behind him. So you know, hey, what I'm saying, that's more than you need.
Look, Vacant put Daniel Bryan on the shelf. Vacant put Roman Reigns on the shelf after he got that drug charge. You know what I'm saying? Vacant is the GOAT, okay? Vacant finds a way to win every single time. Vacant actually was so gangster, he convinced Triple H to have people abandon their titles. You know what I'm saying? Vacant is just, he's just the GOAT, man. I can't, whenever I see his face, I'm like, it's gotta be Vacant.
Vacant is the one that's because of the women's fatal 4-way. Vacant gender neutral, y'all.
You know what? Look here. Hold up. All right, Stratton.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Stratton, you know, we good, but I'm going to have to reduce that vote. I'm going to go ahead and add Vacant. I'm going for Vacant. I'm going for the Vacant variant. I'm going to call it a Vacant variant right there.
Variant.
Oh, God.
My vote's on Vacant. All right. So all right, there we go. All right. So we got Vacant, the greatest champion to ever live. And then we got the rest of these people. All right. Now, oh God.
See, I am excited. This is a match I would like to see because I like both of them. And of course,
you like Johnny Gargano?
Yes.
Why?
Johnny wrestling, man.
I like the way he wrestles. Now, granted, Grayson, I mean, it's me. Of course I'm going to like Grayson.
No. I got no problem with Grayson Waller. Grayson Waller is phenomenal to me. I think he's an excellent heel for this generation. He's very, very interesting. But Johnny Gargano, man.
A lot of people don't like him. I like him.
He don't never change his face, man.
I mean, well, that's true.
The look he has on his face right now is a look he had when somebody kick him in the face.
No, that's terrible.
I'm being serious. I'm not even like being jokey. I'm being very. That's how he, Brian. This is how he looks. You know, like you know, he get kicked in the face. He falls on the floor. That's the same face he has right now.
That is bad, man.
The way he wrestles,
huh?
I liked his wrestling style.
Yeah, but you know, acting, you know, like facial expressions is a big part of wrestling. Apparently, he skipped that class.
Well, maybe he need to be AEW then.
Well, you know what? He would fit in very well there. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
He would fit in exceptionally well at AEW right now. Because none of them suckers don't care about nothing. They just want to get up and do flips. So I'm going to go
with Canadian Destroyers, yeah, man. Yeah,
flips are super kicks, buddy. You know, so I'm going with Grayson. All right.
I mean, I'm going with Grayson, too.
Yeah, I'm going with Grayson. I'm like, hands down. 10 toes down.
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep. All right, Waller got three. I'm going to say, like, yeah, Johnny same face. Bye-bye. all right, let's see. Now we got who in...
Oh, that's the West.
Dallas boys on top, man.
I know that one of the boys got, like, an Italian mob.
That's him. That's the white tank top.
Tony. Yeah. Tony. Yeah. Like, and then the Creed brothers are right here, right?
Yeah. What happened to the other boys?
Something happened.
Oh, Pretty Deadly.
Yeah.
Oh, they lost Pretty Deadly.
No, they. Yeah. They lost. They lost to Gallus.
I blinked and missed everything. You ain't bad, Pretty Deadly. I just. What did I miss?
You know what's crazy though? That like, I mean, I actually like Pretty Deadly. I think they are very interesting dynamic, and why wouldn't you just go ahead and make this an 8-way? Nobody, I don't think anybody's injured. Am I wrong, Ice? I mean, I didn't see anything about anybody being injured.
I didn't either.
Yes, I don't. What's up?
Oh, Pretty Deadly lost.
I think they supposed to host.
They lost to the what's his name?
New Day, right?
New Day, got it.
Yeah.
New Day lost them. I thought they'd be, I remember now. Got it. I'm here.
No, you good. No, you good. I was like, I know Creed Brothers. I knew this dude. I don't know who this cat is. Who this cat is?
That's Stacks, man.
Who?
That's Stacks.
I thought that was the guy from Fight Night. I forgot.
No.
We'll keep it
the other one. The least talented one.
I'm going to keep it at a buck with you. I don't know who's winning this match, okay? Matter of fact, I'm going to go with Creed Brothers, okay? It's because I like how they wrestle.
I'm going with Creed Brothers.
They fun.
Said it first.
Okay, all right, Creed Brothers. how about you, Ice? Who you going with?
Nah, man, Mo Chaos. I think Gallus going to retain.
Gallus, all right. So Gallus, Ice got the one on Gallus. All right. All right, let's see. Is this the last match? Yep, this is the least important match of the card. Chase U.
Why did you tell the bait like this,
I'm
man?
I'm not going to lie. I don't know anybody here except The Rock's daughter.
You know, I hardly even know who that was. I'm going to keep it at a buck with you. I had to look at that thing twice, and I saw that cheek line. I said, oh, that's Rock's daughter. Them jeans are strong, bro. But, yeah, hey, like...
Why did you do Tyler Bate like this, man?
Tyler Bate, where you at? Man, No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Tyler?
Yeah.
I like Tyler.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's going on? How did he get in Chase U?
He took up for on last week's episode. He took up for them.
Why though?
I can't explain that part to you. All I can tell you is
Tyler Bate, really? I got mad when he lost to Braun Breaker. I threw my phone.
I did too. Oh, well, I ain't throwing my phone. You can do that. You can do that, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All the Trapper Chief has to do is just hell when his means to go to the store and get another one.
Right. You know what? That's what I should have did. I should have threw my phone, then called Brian, told him to get me another one.
Yeah,
and then I'd have had one probably in like 2 days.
Nah, you'd have had one at night. You know what I'm saying? If somebody came up there in the middle of the storm in South Carolina talking about my Trapper Chief sent us here. So who winning? Chase U or Schism?
I'm gonna go for Tyler Bates team because I like Tyler Bates.
I'm gonna go with Schism because that would be something that WWE would do. I'm just keeping it a bug. Look at that dude, that fake Bray Wyatt boy. You see him? Look at him.
Yeah. Let's get Joe Gacy.
Fake Bray Wyatt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have a name outside of being fake Bray Wyatt.
He's just
fake Bray Wyatt. Yeah.
And it's crazy because
he's Frey Wyatt.
I'm done. Because what happened? Yeah, because he let me see, the second dude behind time a guy with the Chase U shirt on.
He even got names now. See what I'm saying?
No, I mean
he's a second dude to the right.
I did that for you because I know you don't really know them like that.
Well, you tell me his name then. Tell me his name.
That's Duke Hudson, man.
Who?
Duke Hudson.
Who?
The one with the headband on.
You know, it's bad. I had to look at the whole picture to see it. I'm like, who's the, oh, you talking about this guy? This guy?
Yeah. See, that's why. But he's like pretty much this match. Like, if they lose, then Chase U is, that's it. They, you know what I'm saying? Like, Schism takes over.
Well, Frey Wyatt going to see to it that this thing is over, okay?
Duke Hudson, this don't make sense. This doesn't add up.
All right, so this Duke Hudson right here, apparently from what Ice is saying, okay? This so guy.
Andre...
He the one that put up...
Thea... it's a four-way with energy... Okay.
No, I don't know what's going on. I mean, like, I'm looking at this situation, and I'm like, look, I just say no. Just say no. I was like, just say no. Like, look, they should have just said no to Frey Wyatt and his group of misfits.
Here's the problem, though. Chase, you wanted another match with Schism.
This dude in the middle likely won another match. Let's just keep it at a buck. Okay.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. It wasn't everybody on the team. It was his behind. We already know how to start. Frey Wyatt got in his head. Frey Wyatt already beat him.
He said, I already beat you, dude. I don't want to fight you no more.
I'm saying, Frey Wyatt, that's what he do. Look at him. Look how he hold his hands.
He getting ready to do a jutsu, man.
this dude is trash, man. All I remember is watching him getting choked out by Braun Breaker and him stroking that dude's face. I said, I'm done. I was like, this Frey Wyatt dude is off the chain. I'm good, man. I'm straight. I was like, yo, really? He just reached out and stroked his face like he was a child. I'm like, all right, you know what? Where a crowbar at? I mean, you don't do that no man. Hold up now. You don't be in the middle of the fight, you'll stroke man, look here. All right, so I'm still going with Schism because you know, they got Frey Wyatt apparently is unbeatable right now, and they got the Rock daughter, and she need to have her shine before she go to the main roster. So who y'all going with?
Tyler.
He said Tyler Bates, so I'm gonna chase you. So all right, so that concludes that for a stand and deliver. We're gonna tally those up later on, like once the show is over, and see who got what right. I think that Vacant is gonna do a clean sweep. Vacant went all.
It's Vacant, man. Who's betting against Vacant?
That's right. Vacant is going to tear the competition apart. Okay. Watch and learn. Vacant don't play that. Okay. Vacant don't play about none of this money, all right? I'm down with Vacant. Vacant gonna get it all.
You're right.
It's gonna get it all.